So let's...
One thing is, tomorrow morning, we have something special planned, so...
we'll start at 10 o'clock. So if you'd be here by 9:59
or 9:58, that's right.
We'll be ready.
Okay.
No.
No.
3 minutes is too long.
9:58.
You know, we got to tell you, we've been utterly spoiled the last couple of years. We've been doing a lot of training in Japan. And in the Japanese culture, everybody's there in their seat, ready to go 5 minutes before we start.
Really? And it was
everybody.
Funny. We always had a little incident with the sound last time, and we started 3 minutes late. And some of the Japanese people were, you know, they were laughing. And then on the break, I had three people come up and say something.
You started late on that, weren't you?
You know that. You had to start late. Yeah, so they're...
We're from California.
You know.
So, a couple of announcements. We have practice sessions, one tomorrow, one tonight at 5:45 or in a few minutes, and then at 8:45. Those of you that are new that want to practice what you've learned, some... more. If you do this several times, you get really good at it. You have a chance to do that. For the practitioners, you're going to have a chance to practice this or anything you've learned so far. So it's a good time to be in small groups, learning more at these sessions. And those of you in the practitioner group, if you join your mastermind group for kind of an exit today.
And before you do, just a quick review of the day. So we talked about what dynamic spin release is and a lot of the different ways you can use it. And tomorrow we'll give you some incredible stories about how you can use it for different physical issues. We didn't touch much on that today, but my hope is that anytime you have a physical symptom or issue come up, or you know, something like your kid falls and scrapes their knee, you'll use this. So we'll talk more about that. But we talked about what DSR is, so I think you have a better understanding of it, and also how to use it. Then you learned the basic process, discovering the gift. And then we also started getting into a little bit of limiting beliefs, because sometimes these unconscious stories can be limiting beliefs, but you learned a powerful process to eliminate negative thought patterns.
Yeah. And so tomorrow we're going to carry on from there.
So tomorrow we'll carry on from there with limiting beliefs, and we'll also show you a really useful, practical process to help create the future that you want. And
so,
that's what we'll end on.
We'll show you a number of other things in between the lines.
A lot
too.
Of little techniques as well that are like you can do in 1 or 2 minutes that are
so
practical.
In closing, smile. Take it off. Make it bigger. Now lift it over your head. You have to do this fast. Behold it, get a sense of its weight and its size, and it's this big. And then pull it all the way down to your toes really fast.
It's what we call it.
Then wear that tomorrow, and we'll see you tomorrow. And so 5:45, if you want to practice, this will be an opportunity. And then the morning, 8:45 to practice.
We'll see you at 9:58.
We'll see you at 9:58.